But there were other letters, and a common appeal ran through them all. They wanted a second book, a book with lessons, practice exercises, rules of thumb, tear-out reminder pages, some kind of materials that would help them to learn the skills step by step. For a while, we considered the idea seriously, but our initial resistance returned, and we pushed the thought to the back of our minds. Besides, we were too busy concentrating on the speeches and workshops we were preparing for our lecture tours. During the next few years, we traveled around the country, conducting workshops for parents, teachers, school principals, hospital staffs, teenagers, and childcare workers. Wherever we went, people shared with us their personal experiences with these new methods of communication, their doubts, their frustrations, and their enthusiasm. We were grateful to them for their openness, and we learned from them all. Our files were bulging with exciting new material. Meanwhile, the mail continued to come in, not only from the United States, but from France, Canada, Israel, New Zealand, the Philippines, India. Mrs. Anaga Ganpule from New Delhi wrote, "There are so many problems about which I would like to take your advice. Please let me know what I could do to study the subject in depth. I am at a dead end. The old ways do not suit me, and I do not have the new skills. Please help me get over this." That was the letter that did it. We started to think again about the possibility of writing a book that showed how. The more we talked about it, the more comfortable we became with the idea. Why not a how-to book with exercises so that parents could teach themselves the skills they wanted to know? Why not a book that would give parents a chance to practice what they've learned at their own pace, either by themselves or with a friend? Why not a book with hundreds of examples of helpful dialogues so that parents could adapt this new language to their own personal style? The book could have cartoons that would show the skills in action so that a harried parent could glance at a picture and give himself or herself a quick refresher course. We'd personalize the book. We talk about our own experiences, answer the most commonly asked questions, and include the stories and new insights that parents in our groups have shared with us over the past 6 years. But most important, we'd always keep sight of our larger goal, the constant search for methods that affirm the dignity and humanity of both parents and children. Suddenly, our original uneasiness about writing a how-to book vanished. Every other art or science has its skill books. Why not one for parents who want to learn how to talk so their kids will listen, and listen so their kids will talk? Once we decided, we started writing rapidly. We hope to get a complimentary copy off to Mrs. Ganpule in New Delhi before her children are grown. Adele Faber and Elaine Mazlish. How to use this book. It seems presumptuous for us to be telling anyone else how to read a book, particularly when both of us have been known to start books in the middle or even read them backward. But since this is our book, we'd like to tell you how we think it should be tackled. After you've gotten the feel of it by flipping through and glancing at the cartoons, start with chapter 1. Actually do the exercises as you go along. Resist the temptation to skip over them and get to the good parts. If you have a compatible friend with whom to work on the exercises, so much the better. We hope you'll talk and argue and discuss your answers at length. We also hope you'll write your answers down so that this book becomes a personal record for you. Write neatly or illegibly, change your mind and cross out or erase, but do write. It took us more than 10 years to learn the ideas in this book. We don't suggest that you take that long to read it, but if the methods suggested here make sense to you, you might want to make some changes, and it's easier to change a little at a time than all at once. After you've read a chapter, lay the book aside and give yourself a week to do the assignment before going on. You may be thinking, with everything else I have to do, the last thing I need is an assignment. Nevertheless, experience tells us that the discipline of having to put skills into action and record the results helps put the skills where they belong, inside you. Finally, you may wonder why some portions of this book, which is written by two people, are told from the point of view of one person. It was our way of solving the bothersome problem of constantly having to identify who was speaking about whose experience.